Good afternoon. It was back to work today. Day one, first down stuff inside. Guys came back to work. They were very focused. It was a lot of energy in practice, a very, very efficient practice. We focused in the second half of the season. You know, you have a tendency to lose sight of fundamentals and techniques, and we want to make sure that doesn't happen. So we went right back at it, had good individual periods, spent time with our guys before and after practice on that aspect of it. The energy was very good, and they practiced fast today throughout, and it was good to get back on the practice field and moving on to Baltimore. Right now, it'll be, you know, obviously Lance and Jay will be out, and then guys that didn't practice today, Manley didn't practice, Shea didn't practice. He got some work on the sideline prior to practice, and Jeremiah as well. Just got work but didn't practice. That's the challenge. Right there. And, you know, you don't make excuses about it. They're here because they're expected to play. We're expected to develop players and coach them, and that's what we're doing in a demanding and a passionate way to get them ready to play. This is going on throughout the National Football League. We're in the middle of the season, and things happen, and we embrace the opportunity to get them ready, and I know they're excited to be a part of it. Yeah, I don't worry about much. Try to spend time focusing on what we can get done. I mean, you can worry about hangovers after wins and hangovers after losses. As you know, each and every week it starts over. It starts with, you know, proper mindset, proper work ethic, laying a foundation and setting the tone for the week. And you know, we've got all we can handle right now, getting ready for another very important football game, like they all are, against a team that came off a good win. Is the defending world champions and great coaching staff and players, and so we're focused in on that. We're not focused in on worrying about anything. This is our opportunity to go back to work today, and that's really what we did today, is just try to get better today. You know, I don't, and it would be hard for me to answer that right now. I know the reputation that he's had from talking to coaches who played against him. He was one of the most difficult players to play against when he was playing at his best in the Eastern, you know, division, and playing against Andy Reid, and you know, Andy Reid spoke, you know, very difficult guy to play against, and other coaches that I've talked to as well. So we'll just have to see. You know, he's here to get himself restarted. I think his attitude is excellent, and I know the guys are trying to get him ready to go. So we'll see. It's week to week, and we'll see where we are, and hopefully he'll make a contribution. You know, I can tell you, Mel has done an amazing job, in my opinion. He has been consistent with the guys in terms of his passion, the way he's teaching. He's a positive guy. I thought as I talked to the team on Monday, I thought our defense played well enough for us to win under unusual circumstances because of the situation of having so many players out. They gave our team a chance to win, and I think that starts with Mel and our staff getting the guys ready, continue to work with them to try to improve. Are we where we want to be? No. We're always trying to get better. But I think he's done an outstanding job in the classroom, on the field. He's excellent, and I think he's done a great job being on the field and managing the team for the last couple games on the field as well. It's very impressive to watch. I think you just, when you prepare for the team and the players that you're playing, and with the expectation that they're going to give you their best, I don't think we spend a lot of time analyzing how he's doing in relationship to other years. We know that if he's in there, he's got the ability to play at a very high level. And, you know, we got to do our job and make sure our fits are right and we're tackling, and the rest of it will take care of itself. We certainly want to minimize his productivity, but you got to respect what he's done and what he's accomplished and what he's meant to that football team. And so that's how we're approaching the game. They're impressive. I'm going to tell you, they're very impressive. You know, they're number one in the league against the run. They're not that far behind against the pass. They're very, very tough to run the football against. They're physical. They've got big, big people up in front. And then you get to the back end, and their corners are as physical as we've played. They get their hands on you. They're great in technique. They're a very smart defense. They understand structure. They understand passing structure. They seem to be in the right place at the right time. They read the quarterback very well. Our quarterbacks, just watching tape, and our receivers, we spent some time on it today talking about these guys. We're really impressed. Teams have been able to run the ball. not tremendously well, but have been able to run the ball. And they're one of the top teams against scoring defenses in the league. They're only giving up around 19, 20 points a game. So this is going to be a real challenge for our offense. And I think our guys are excited about playing against this defense. It's a very good defense in all three levels.
Is there a more disruptive duo than, Dumerville and Terrell Suggs? And,
on the edges, last week he faced a disruptive group inside. Not that the outside wasn't, because I thought the ends played very well last week as well. But certainly on the outside, I mean their sack totals together are as high as any in the league. And those two guys inside are run stoppers. They're big, strong inside guys. Those three guys. As I said, it's very impressive to watch their defense. And not only how physical they are, but the structure and. You can see the coaching behind it, the technique and fundamentals of how their corners play and how physical they are, and the back end, how they read. It's a good group, as good as we faced.